This is Fred T with an AboveTopSecret.com podcast in reply to Val Hall and Farisha's podcast. Ladies, it was with great interest I listened to your segment on SSRIs, and I have to agree with your conclusions in regards to these drugs. Hands down, these have to be the single most overprescribed medication in the world, perhaps second only to Ritalin. You know, SSRIs are basically antidepressants, as many of you well know. And unfortunately, you know, I don't know if it's so much of an evil conspiracy simply to generate money, more of a conspiracy of ignorance in the medical community about prescribing these drugs. You know, there's quite a few of them. Probably the most famous one people are most familiar with is either Prozac or Zoloft. Both of these drugs are basically in the same class, as it were. The noise you hear in the background is my 3-year-old. I guess if Parisha's cat can interrupt, Matthew can interrupt as well, as he's fascinated with the computer and all the buzzing and popping and everything that goes on. You know, I think you highlighted several key things about the problems with these drugs, especially in a pediatric setting. As Val Hall pointed out,
Daddy,
you shouldn't...
Listen to them.
Okay, we'll listen to a song in a minute. As Val Hall pointed out, people check their brains when they go into the doctor's office. You know, quite frankly, you should be questioning everything. And the most important thing is, if a physician, a nurse practitioner, a physician's assistant, anybody in the hospital is advocating a course of action that is going to affect your brain chemistry, that is going to have potential long-term repercussions, anything. I mean, unless you're getting a mole removed or something, you know, perhaps you should consider a second opinion. I mean, hands down. If the doctor prescribing an antidepressant is not a psychiatrist or a doctor that specializes in psychiatric medicine, I would go see the specialist before I put my child or myself or allowed a family member to start on these drugs. Unfortunately, it's kind of sounds like an easy solution, and I'm spoiled. I work at a university-based medical center, so getting a referral to a specialist is never an issue. And I understand, particularly in rural areas, that's going to be hard. But given how much we don't know about this drug, and the documented side effects that we've seen are pretty bad, I think it just behooves the parents to just say no. Fortunately, parents, by and large, are becoming more and more educated in the aspects of this kind of thing, but there's still a lot of way to go. The other issue that I think Parisia raised, you know, should your child's teacher dictate your kid going on medication? And again, the answer to that is no. What is their training in psychology, psychiatric medicine? They have none. What the teacher is basing it on is they want docile, quiet kids, which I understand, because sometimes some of these classrooms, 35 kids, you get one or two kids that are disruptive. It can be a challenge. But are they qualified to dictate whether your kid goes on Ritalin or needs Prozac? Hold on, Matthew. Prozac or anything else like that? The answer to that, again, is no. They're not qualified. Certainly, if they're seeing behaviors that are concerning to them, they can ask for a referral that you see someone qualified to make that decision. But for a teacher to just say, your child needs Ritalin or your child needs Zoloft, I mean, it's not acceptable. They have no background in medicine. They know not what they're talking about or anything like that. I guess the bottom line in all this is, as Val Hall points out, you're in charge of your body. Or if you have children, like I do, me and my wife are in charge of what goes on with my son. And while people pushing these medications also need to be held accountable for it if they don't quite understand what they're doing.
Can I listen to them, Daddy?
Hold on, Matthew.
The
end user also needs to, and in fact owes it to themselves, to be educated on the consequences of medical treatments and things like that. There's simply no way that anybody should be starting on these drugs without serious investigation, serious referrals, and just, as I mentioned earlier, I know I keep belaboring this point, but if your doctor does not have a background in psychiatric medicine, he shouldn't be prescribing these drugs. This really came to a head for me a few years back, where we had a nurse who no longer works in our facility. She badgered a resident to give her a prescription for Prozac, and he did. This is a resident. This guy's not even finished. Where is his clinical expertise in just writing a script for a nurse that he never examined, has no real idea what's going on with her, yet he wrote a script for this potentially hazardous drug? It really is mind-boggling. It mind-boggles me. It's not like she was asking for some anti-nausea medication or anything. I mean, she was asking for a medication that alters the brain chemistry, for Christ's sake. Anyway, as you can tell, this is a touchy subject around our household. Sometimes I have to bite my tongue when I see kids that are getting this drug or that drug, and it can be quite difficult. I have, and I will continue to, if asked, tell any parent that asks, they should always get a second opinion. A competent physician is not going to be threatened by that. If the doc gets upset that you want a second opinion, then perhaps his ego has grown too large for his practice, and you should consider other alternatives at any rate. Anyway, I've rambled on enough. This is Fred T. signing off. Thank you.